Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Ladies, if you have had a chance to hang out with a girlfriend recently, maybe over coffee or anytime you get a chance to go below the surface, I'm guessing the topic of hormones have come up. Am I right? Whether we're talking PMS or perimenopause or menopause, hormones are a thing, and I think we need to talk about them. Now, I am happy to report that I have been trying a daily supplement called Hormone Harmony, created by Happy Mammoth. Now, the Happy Mammoth company is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it is perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that can tend to put a woman's life on hold. So, if you want to try Hormone Harmony, here's a great deal. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order over at happymammoth.com. Just use code Monica at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code Monica for 15% off today. Let me know how you like it. Well, aloha and welcome back to the podcast. And I hope a few of you are catching this in real time, the week of Christmas. So a big mele kaliki maka from our family to yours. I've got Dave with me here, my husband Dave. Say hi.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, we've got ho, ho, ho Dave here. Santa is with me. And we are super excited to get to kind of share our Christmas with all of you. And here's my idea, Dave. I haven't even filled Dave in on my whole plan for this, but ready to hear how I'm hoping this will go?
Ready.
Okay, Dave's sipping some Christmas coffee here, so.
I'm trying not to be too loud.
He's a loud sipper. Those things when you're married. Okay, so I'm envisioning that perhaps you might have a date with your spouse and listen to this together, and maybe kind of like we're on a double date. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to do this before actual Christmas.
Well, yes. The hope is that this comes out a few days before Christmas. So maybe you put the kids to bed and you wrap some presents or you bake something or you're out driving around shopping, running errands.
But this is like a gift, like you get an early Christmas present. You get to unwrap an early present.
Yes. This is our early Christmas gift to all the listeners. If you catch it later, there is still value. I believe we're going to talk about some timeless principles, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can, next Christmas they can use it, right?
Yeah, or throughout the year. I think these are just good.
But just do it before Christmas.
Wisdom principles. If you're listening before, then you're in the right place. And I hope this can be like a fun date night. Now, if you aren't married, you're not on a date with your spouse, that's okay. You're all welcome here. But what I have is a list of 10 do's and don'ts for a happy family Christmas. And I jotted these. Dave didn't. So some of them he knows about, but some he'll be learning in real time as we
go. Wow, okay. Get ready.
Yes. He's been busy. He's been working. He's a hospital physician. He's been working a lot. And unfortunately, disease and sickness do not take holidays. Mm. So he's had a lot of sick patients.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe we should just say a word to anyone listening who's got, anyone listening that has someone in their life that is going through something rough, be it an illness or disease or anything else, we just want to acknowledge that Christmas time can be a mixed bag, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of joy, but also a lot of grief or struggle. So we care and we're praying for all of you too.
For sure.
Yeah. But with that, let's dive in and I'm a big Christmas person, And Dave goes along with me pretty well.
Except when we start pushing the envelope and getting out Christmas decorations the day after Halloween.
So this is a kind of an ongoing debate that we want to keep positive here. We're on the same team. But those listening, you might have your own opinions. Maybe you agree or maybe you don't agree with your spouse. Dave thinks that some of us start this holiday too soon.
Man, because by the time you get to it, it's like you've ran like this marathon. expecting this big finish. So, right? But this, our list is going to speak to this.
Yes, but see, so it's because I start playing Christmas music pretty early. And by like December, Dave's sick of all the Christmas songs that I'm playing.
Which also I would add, this will make our list of top 10. We should add in a number 11, which is be careful about your playlist on Alexa.
Okay.
Be strategic because you will ruin the songs that you pick for your
playlist. I can listen to my Christmas music.
After the 180th time of hearing Harry Connick Jr.'s...
No, it's Michael Bublé.
Whichever one has been playing the most.
Okay.
You're ready to like barf if you hear that song one time.
Okay, see? So we can agree to disagree on a few things here. And I have shared some of my favorite Hawaiian Christmas playlists on Spotify and Slack Key Christmas is awesome. So if some of you listening are sick of your own lists.
Yeah. I'll say the instrumental Christmas songs create a little less nausea at the 150th playing.
Okay.
But it's the ones that have lyrics that you get really tired of.
You get really tired.
Okay.
So we can agree that not everyone likes to start Christmas in October. I do, and I'm just going to stand by that. But let's jump in and take turns reading from our list, and we are going to try to be brief. So Dave, we have to agree. We're going to be quick. Number one, do keep Christ at the center. Right?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that one. And that takes some
intentionality.
Yeah.
Look at us. Well, it's true. There's a lot of really fun parts of the Christmas season and some have nothing to do with Christ. And, so I think it takes intentionality to keep returning to the focus of why we celebrate this season. So do you want to share a few ways we do that?
Well, I mean, honestly, reading the Bible, and I know that sounds cliche and Sunday schoolish, but I mean, the same devotions that you're hopefully doing throughout the year, you're not letting the busyness of the Christmas season take away from probably the most important time for reading the Bible, which I mean, you could almost say like it's an Advent, right? It's an Advent
season,
Your own devotions become Advent-ish, right?
Yes.
Because you can kind of focus in on, you know, who am I spending my time with in the morning? You know, the God that created me and has given me this life in him and the salvation that I understand and live and walk in. I can celebrate that during this season. And
yes.
So personally,
I mean,
and I think, you know, taking time to focus in on the Christmas story, looking both in it and outside of it, both New and Old Testament. I mean, there's so many cool things about the arc of history and time that we see through from Genesis to Revelations and how the Christmas story kind of is the centerpiece of all that. And we can just read scripture and really gain so much appreciation for what Christmas is.
Yeah. And we've done that by going through Advent devotionals as a family. That's a great way to do it. And I can even put some of those, I've shared lists of those before, but I can put some in the show notes for future. But also you can just open the Bible and read from the book of Luke, the Christmas story a little bit at a time or however you want to do it. And we don't do it perfectly consistently, but I think as long as you keep returning to it and try to keep pointing your kids to why we celebrate Christmas, that's super important. Okay, we'll move on. There's a lot more we could say about that one, but why don't you read number two?
Number two, don't have expectations.
Okay, I think this might be more a mom thing than a dad thing. I don't get the feeling that you go into Christmas with like super high expectations for a dreamy, magical Christmas.
Again, back to October and the day after Halloween.
Yeah. But I think us moms kind of do. And I think it's because we are typically the orchestrators of Christmas. Like we're the ones, and I don't want to overgeneralize, but usually we're kind of thinking about the gifts and the plan and the meals and the parties. And sometimes you come to Christmas and like the kids all have the flu, or you're traveling and your flights are delayed, or something awful happens, or just everyone's in a bad mood. I mean, things happen, right? So we don't want to have expectations. We want to be open-handed, trusting God. Again, keeping him at the center, because that's one expectation that can't be taken away from us. As long as
That's profound.
I got a little deep there. Mm-hmm. But I think that maybe just prayerfully handing your expectations to the Lord and planning, having a plan is always good, but not holding too tightly to those expectations.
Mm. Yeah, well said. I mean, I don't think I can add anything to that.
Okay. Well, then how about if you add to number three, do, remember, these are do's and don'ts. We're going back and forth. So we had do keep Christ at the center, don't have expectations. Number three, do have fun.
Yeah. I'm a fan of fun.
Right.
And I agree with that. And I mean, we still have four relatively young boys in our household that I think
you gotta have fun
because you, right. I mean, you're only a kid once. And we have a 13-year-old now, but he still sees the magic.
Yes, he does.
Feels the magic of
Absolutely.
Christmas. And it's fun for us to make it fun for him, right?
Definitely. A couple things I think of that we do. We're here in Hawaii, so not to rub it in, but oftentimes Christmas Eve, we'll spend a good part of the day at the beach before we clean up, have a meal, and go to church. Christmas Day, we often, after a big meal, my parents are usually here, and then we'll go somewhere and do like a little nature walk, hike.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. And it's healthy after all the food.
Yeah, for sure. And what did we do the year before last?
Oh, that was our fun. Maybe I'll link to the Instagram reel, but we surprised our boys on Christmas Eve with a trip to the snow. We went to Sun River, Bend, Oregon for a ski trip, snowboarding trip.
We did, and that was like amazing.
That was amazing. It was also one of the only kind of family vacations we've taken.
Mm-hmm.
Living in Hawaii, most of our trips are like visiting family or sporting events. But we totally surprised Luke and Levi, and it was so much fun. Yeah. So surprises. Surprise your kids. I mean, you can surprise kids with something small even.
They don't have to be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, surprises though are fun. And we haven't done many of those, so that was cool. I want to tell you about a podcast sponsor that I'm a big fan of, diveintomath.com. Now, most of you know that all my boys have been homeschooled, and the oldest two went on to college, where the oldest graduated with a degree in data analytics, and the second son will graduate this year majoring in mechanical engineering. And both of those boys took science classes and Shorman math classes through the diveintomath.com website. In fact, they went all the way through an AP calculus and an AP physics course, and they believe that those classes really well prepared them for their college classes ahead. Now, Dive Into Math offers self-paced courses in state-of-the-art e-learning systems featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading and grade recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman, who happens to be our good friend and is such a great man. Dr. Shorman teaches everything from a biblical perspective, and he offers a historical foundation, which teaches the why of learning math, which is really helpful. Shorman Algebra 1 and 2 teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions, which, if your kids are interested in college, is going to be really, really helpful. Now, I have a lot more to say. I'll be sharing in the months ahead, but definitely go over to the diveintomath.com website. Check them out. I think you'll be impressed. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA for 10% off today. Okay, you read the next one. This one is a don't.
Don't overextend. Be reasonable in parentheses.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Again, this is probably a mom thing, but I think we can pack our schedule so tight and think we have to do so many things that we end up exhausted and sometimes physically ill. So be reasonable. You can say no to parties. You can choose to simplify. Hmm. Don't try to do too much. I know I have an example of that. Hmm. I love to make homemade cinnamon rolls for Christmas morning, and I make a gluten-free version for my dad, who is celiac. And somehow for a few years, we would do the whole Christmas Eve thing, go to church, come home, do all the things, get kids to bed. And then at like 10 o'clock, I would start making cinnamon rolls for the next morning. And I was so tired. I'm like, what was I thinking? Mm. That's dumb. I can make them in advance or open a can or simplify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that goes like along with like the whole Christmas shopping and how much you need to really shop for.
You're right.
And it comes back to keeping Christ at the center. I bet keeping Christ at the center, you could apply to every one of these.
You could.
Not having expectations. I mean, just keeping it focused on Jesus. Do have fun. I mean, it's having fun celebrating who the Lord is and what he's done for us and his birth and what that means for the world. Overextending. It just helps you to get focused back on the reason for Christmas. So
you're so right.
I feel like that number one just like could be like interwoven into all these.
Definitely. Find ways to simplify. Don't overextend. Okay. Number five, do. I love this one. Do serve others. And I think it's just so important, especially for kids, to not see Christmas as a time where they're like, here's my wish list. Me, me, me. But like, wait, what can we do to serve somebody else in this season?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You just had like a email from people at work. What are they gathering things for?
Oh, a gal that I work with wanted to give gifts to foster children. And they have whole like sign-up list. And
yeah.
I need to get back to her on that, actually.
Yes.
But just, and what were you planning on doing?
Right. Well, past, one thing I've loved doing many years is going to like a retirement community nursing home setting and having Jonah bring a guitar and doing just some caroling, kind of unofficial. You know, we're not necessarily even with an organized group. I call and I'm like, hey, I've got a few kids. Can we come? And I know you can't really bring cookies usually because different dietary things, but I'll have the boys just make homemade Christmas cards. Mm. Fun, especially when they were younger, they'd make cute ones. And then we just go and spend an hour and chat with the residents and sing a few songs. And they just smile so big. It brings them so much joy to see young people singing Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our church does Angel Tree.
Yes.
And this year we're doing... gifts.
I'm blanking. What's the one we just did? We do it every year. The box.
The shoebox.
Samaritan's Purse.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's weeks ahead, though. They have to gather all of those like in November. But the other thing our church has done on Christmas is they have started Christmas Day before with a homeless outreach. Mm. Where
they do they serve food to
Our North Shore community. Yeah, so we have gotten up before and just gone down and packaged up some food and brought some gifts. And so that's really cool, too.
Definitely.
But find it some way to serve.
Yeah. So it's just an opportunity to gain perspective. Again, keeping Christ at the center.
Yes.
Greatest servant of all.
That's right. Okay, so you can read number six.
Don't get your wife a big screen TV for Christmas.
Come on, read it again.
Don't get your wife a big screen TV for Christmas. Okay.
Okay. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. But
that was just a random thing. Like, I used that opportunity.
So a few years ago, it's been a few years. You were much younger and less wise and mature then. But I think Dave wanted a new big screen TV.
Should I just put my name on it when I got it? We just needed one because the other one was like falling up, broken.
But instead of just saying, I want a TV, he actually wrapped it.
Did I really?
And gave it to me.
All right, I won't do it that
way. And I can't say that went over very
well. Okay, I'll buy it after Christmas next time we need a TV.
I mean, I get the Black Friday sales and all that, but that was not the ideal gift to give a wife. Unless you're married. Okay, there are women out there who might love like their TV shows and their sports.
Okay, I've come through some nice Christmas.
He's done amazing. And even that year, I'm thinking he also probably had some other things. Really nice
some
things under the tree,
mom gift.
Like some earrings and nice things. But yeah, I think we all need to consider our motives behind the gifts we buy, right?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for letting me have some fun at your expense.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go to the next. Do discipline your kids and yourself. Okay. This one is important because good Christmas can be ruined by some really bratty, spoiled, and exhausted children. Our kids need discipline even over the holidays, right? Mm. Sometimes more so. Doesn't mean you have to be like angry and mean, but just before you go into the day, you might talk about how you still have standards of behavior and just how you want them to act, especially around grandparents and other people.
So kind of have like a game plan and a chalk talk like with
that's
the kids.
That's a good idea.
Like the day before or the morning of. Or
absolutely. And throughout the whole season, I'm thinking, because I think kids can get pretty selfish and self-focused.
And every one of our kids has their own unique little kind of issues. So we might have to like pull them aside and talk to each one of them individually about like whatever the
thing is
that we anticipate might be a problem.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And just as this comes out, the week previous to this episode was a conversation with Ginger Hubbard about the importance of discipline. So if you have time and you haven't heard that one yet, I think she has some really good. She talks about discipline mistakes parents make. And I think some of those mistakes are made even more over the holidays. So yeah, discipline your kids. And then I put in parentheses there and yourself, because I think sometimes we need to have that same chalk talk with ourselves. Maybe in our devotions, just go, okay, Lord, I'm getting really irritated with a few people. Maybe you're around some distant relatives, or there's sometimes our emotions and nerves can be on edge. Mm. So be disciplined. And sometimes that might mean discipline in get some exercise, discipline yourself in your eating, like do the things that help you be in a good place.
Mm. That's good advice.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead with number eight.
Number eight, don't fight.
Right?
You're talking about you and me? Or the kids?
Not us. Everyone listening. We would never fight. No, I mean, in general.
So if there's like something that's like, find a way to communicate that doesn't lead to like escalating conflict when it comes to like whether we're going to get a really expensive something or other for somebody, or whether we're going to do this, that, or the other thing on Christmas Day, or
I think
we're going, who we're inviting to what, just find a way to
keep perspective.
Mm, okay.
Maybe you're right. Keep Christ at the center. Just really try to not let yourself get heated up over things that later you'll realize were kind of silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think sometimes, and you know, there's a spiritual element to all of this. And I think that the enemy would like to come in and ruin a holiday.
Sabotage.
Yeah. Over something stupid. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think you or I have had families that have had like major, like deep seated, like conflicts that have like gone on for years, but doesn't like Christmas and the holidays sometimes like
100%
brings it to a head. And
absolutely.
So
here's a thought. Some of you as a couple, you need to be prayed up before you go spend time with those people who might be about to push your buttons or, you know, the uncle that gets drunk and acts stupid, or that somebody that just has a history of maybe really being difficult. So you're on the same team, husbands and wives.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, finding ways to like tell each other about those things and praying for each other, or finding close friends or somebody that's discipling you or that you can reach out to for prayer.
Totally. That's so good. And especially if maybe one of you are like, it's fine, it's no big deal, and the other one it really affects, be thoughtful to one another. Because sometimes, especially when you're around each other's extended family, it can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine then. Do create memories. This is kind of a given, but I still liked it.
Yeah. I mean, that's back to like going on our trip and just being intentional.
I'm going to say sometimes the best memories our boys will tell us are the really simple ones that didn't require a trip or anything.
Right. And things can sometimes just happen that are spontaneous that end up being like a great memory. Yeah. But there's more chance for something working out in a great way if you kind of have a little bit of intention and plan for it, right?
That's right.
So
absolutely. So look for opportunities to make memories.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, like, sometimes creating memories is also like, okay, what is our family tradition going to be? And it's fun when you have a young family too, because you can like literally have a blank canvas. Like, let's start something that, do we have any family traditions?
We do, but I think we happened upon a lot of them almost accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
As we're recording, we just went to like the little small town parade with my parents.
Mm-hmm. Haliva Christmas parade.
Yeah. And
which we've done for many
years. And at some point that became a tradition. And then we always stand on the corner by one of our favorite restaurants. And then we run into the restaurant at the end and grab a table.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a fun tradition with the grandparents.
And we have Christmas trees in Hawaii.
Yes, we do. We go to a Christmas tree farm
every year.
Yes, and we get a Norfolk pine, I'll put a picture in show notes, but it's a really pretty, unique looking tree that's different from what we had on the mainland. And yeah, we go get that as early as possible this year, a little earlier than Dave thought was necessary.
Hope it survives till Christmas.
It will. But yeah, create memories. Okay, and then this one, I'm going to link to any other podcasts I mentioned. I already mentioned last week with Ginger Hubbard, but the week before that, I had Jessica Smart on, and Jessica is the author of The Memory Making Mom. So she had some great ideas for making Christmas memories. So if you missed that episode, I'll link to that in show notes as well. All right, why don't you take number 10?
Number 10. Don't make Christmas an idol. We can, should celebrate Jesus every day. And there are many more things to look forward to.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of rephrasing number one. But
and also,
I like that wording because, you know, that's the irony, right? Is it's Christmas. It's the mass coming together over Christ and celebrating his birth. But isn't it funny that like the celebration itself
can become an idol
and it's not even about Jesus anymore. It's just about the birthday party and all the things in the party and we lose sight of whose birthday it is. So that's kind of profound actually.
It is. I think, and again, I think that it's understandable. So no judgment on anyone because we put a lot of time, like us moms especially, maybe there's some super, you know, gung-ho Christmas dads out there. But a lot of us, we put so much into wanting to make it magical that if things don't, again, this goes back to the expectations one as well.
Yeah.
But just to remember that it's just a day.
Yeah.
We can celebrate Jesus every day all year.
Oh, man, for sure. And not to get too heavy, but you know, in our lifetime, you and I mean, we've seen, like, I think as long as I can remember, that idea of like the commercialization of Christmas. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously happened in our affluent culture, and it just seems to get worse and worse every year. Right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, man, there's a spiritual dimension to that. I mean, what does Satan want to do more than anything else is just take away the glory from God and just, you know, rain on his birthday parade. And he's done that, you know, subtly and slowly, you know, in probably many people's families' lives and in our culture collectively. And pretty soon, like, we don't even call it Christmas anymore. We call it, Xmas,
holidays.
Overtly just cross out the Christ or happy holidays. I mean, it's just, it gets cringy after a while when you see the world around us just doing like almost
Elf
everything
on the
I
shelf,
can to try
Santa,
to
anything but
just
Jesus.
Trying to get Jesus out of it. And that being said, we replace it with this false god, this idol, which is just we call it a holiday. It's funny, the irony is, right, they still can't get rid of Jesus because they don't even know they're saying it, right? The whole holy day, the derivative of holy. But yeah, that being said, we just have to be on guard. And we have to, as a family, put fences around the meaning of Christmas for us in our lives and in our family.
That's right.
And protect it.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, too, if you're doing some Advent devotions and spending time with the kids, remind them that this relationship with Jesus gets to go on every day after Christmas into the new year. And so that's something to celebrate and then to look forward to growing together in the new year. So good. All right. Well, there's your 10 do's and don'ts. And if you missed any of them or want to revisit, I'm going to put these in the show notes. And I'm sure you can think of some of your own, and you're welcome to leave those in a comment over in show notes. But from our family to yours, we want to say a very Merry Christmas. Dave,
Merry
any
Christmas.
Final words?
Keep Jesus at the center.
Go back to number one.
That's all I want to say, beginning and end.
And if you are with your spouse, just give each other lots of love and support. And know that your marriage and your family is a huge gift from God. And so celebrate all of that while you have each other. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, mele kilikimaka.
Merry Christmas.